Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. Today is November the 27th, 2010. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and I want to wish everyone a happy holiday season. I want to welcome all of Darren Week's listeners, and I want to remind everyone to stay tuned at the noon hour for Common Sense Revisited with Todd McGreevy. All that said, today I'm very pleased to announce I have a very special guest, and I welcome everyone, all the listeners out there, to go out and join his YouTube channel and watch his video education program. It's highly informative. Now, before I tell you his name, I want to give you a little background on today's guest. In his own words, he says, "I have had two fairly different lives. One, as an addicted overachiever serving the financial empire, and another as a hopeful advocate for the victims of the empire, local community, the indigenous population, the American republics, and the individual heart. I graduated from the United States Military Academy, served as an officer in the U.S. Army, and then went to Harvard Business School. I took a short detour on Wall Street and had a career in Silicon Valley. Since leaving Empire Service, I spent a lot of time trekking and mountaineering. I attended Mars Hill Graduate School and now work toward redemption as a writer and post-neoclassical economic philosopher." Quote, "just a title to differentiate myself from economists, a profession so hopelessly stuck in abstruse mathematical models that it's become wildly disconnected from truth and life." Close parentheses. You can find his YouTube channel. His YouTube site is called The Council on Spiritual, Psychological, and Economic Renewal. So again, I encourage everyone to pass the words to your friends and go out and watch the educational videos at his YouTube channel. It's styled www.youtube.com/user/Council on SPER. Again, the name for the site is the Council on Spiritual, Psychological, and Economic Renewal. You can search that. You'll easily be able to find it. And it hosts a multi-perspective dialogue in hopes of finding Renaissance 2.0 as opposed to the potential Dark Ages 2.0 or dark future we could be facing as a result of the final collapse of economic utilitarianism and post-enlightenment rationalism. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce today's guest. Today's guest is a Mr. Damon Vrabel of the Council on Spirituality, Psychology, and Economic Renewal. Damon, welcome to the show. I want to say I want to say, just so people understand the purpose of your channel, can you tell them why you think we need spiritual, psychological, and economic renewal?
Well, because I think we're facing something that most people don't really want to live in if we don't sort of wake up to the world that we're living in, wake up to the matrix, and wake up to the reality that has created the situation that we saw in 2008 where, you know, the markets could crash, and it would be reported as just this invisible process of lost confidence, and the government would fork over trillions to the richest clique in the world, in result, or as a result of that supposed crash, when it wasn't a crash, it was the top bondholders, the top capital holders pulling their money out of the system.
Well, and this morning I read the statement that this is the first time in history that the United States has defaulted on a AAA rated bond.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it hasn't defaulted because it's proven that it will steal money at the point of a gun from 308 million people called citizens and hand it over to the bondholders. And so that's what I think we need to wake up to, and that, you know, there's a monetary dynamic. It's the whole key to the puzzle as far as the way our monetary system is designed that creates this overall system, but I think there's a spiritual and psychological aspect to it because people aren't willing to even consider the fact that the monetary system is an enslavement system.
Damon, you hear the music there. That means we have to go to a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. My guest today, Mr. Damon Vrabel.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're visiting with our guest today, Mr. Damon Vrabel of the Council on Spiritual, Psychological, and Economic Renewal. And Damon, as I see it, your site's really there to rectify the disconnect between what our intellect, what our minds believe is reality, and what our hearts, or what we know in our hearts and feel as reality. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, and I think it's a powerful disconnect, because most people, I think, their guts, they know something's wrong, but they're so indoctrinated, their heads are so well-trained and so indoctrinated. And I'm talking about the top-tier people, the top people that go to the top schools, the people that, or go to really any university system where, like, the frat system is in place, and they learn the skills of sucking up and being lemmings to get into the cool club. And then the corporate system is an extension of that. It's just a frat boy network. And people in the system know this at the gut level. I mean, I was in the system for a while, and I could see people's frustration and unhappiness with the system, but they've been trained to think that they're doing the right thing.
I think this leads to, you know, the problems of drug abuse and alcoholism, because, you know, and I've had the problem since I was a very young man, you know, at the age of 13, When I got my Social Security card, I started getting jobs and getting paid by a check, and somebody, the government, was taking money out of my check. They had a prior call on my earnings to me. And I just knew that there was something wrong with this system. You know, it's taken me the better part of 40 years to figure out, you know, how they do this and how this has all come about. But, you know, for a long time, you know, I think people drink and drug to deaden this truth that they, you know, they know, but they can't put their finger on, you know, what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. And it happens across all, you know, the whole spectrum. The people in the upper level of the system that are supposedly successful, they're doing it. I mean, the people at the top of Wall Street, the ones that are supposedly the kings of the system, they all have, you know, they're working overtime to spend time with prostitutes and the high class drugs, and they have mistresses, and it's the most sickening life you can imagine. And it happens all the way down when you get down to the lower classes that are stuck at the bottom of the system, because they know the reality, and so they have no option but to try to escape. And then you have the government arrest them for it, like Willie Nelson just got arrested again for having the wrong weed, the wrong natural product on his possession.
And you know, I can relate myself personally, Damon. You know, I played in the National Football League for the Dallas Cowboys for 6 years in the mid-'80s. And I specifically remember one morning on the way to school, I had stopped outside by the fence to smoke a cigarette. And somebody came up and said, "Hey, did you hear about Kevin Mack?" Now, Kevin Mack was the fullback of the Cleveland Browns at the time. And he'd been arrested in a hotel room with a prostitute and marijuana and cocaine. And, you know, my response to that was, God, I sure hope I can make the NFL where I can afford, you know, the sweet hose and the good drugs, you know. You know, and that's, you know, that's what we're taught. I mean, this is, you know, the American psychology. And of course, once you attain that level, you're a criminal. So it's a totally twisted psychology that we have in this country. Literally, we're taught wrong. I mean, literally, we're taught that we live in a republic, and, you know, we pledge allegiance, you know, to the United States. And, of course, if you understand international law, you understand that each of the nations is a separate country, and that when you pledge allegiance to the United States, that you commit treason against the country of your birth is the state you were born in. You know, and you know, I talk about these things all the time. And so we have this major disconnect between reality. In fact, you know, I'll give you another example. And this just happened this past week. I got an email from Newsmax. And it said, this new congressman's got some good ideas. So I thought, I'll take a look, see what his ideas are. And it's a book called Restoring the Republic by the newly elected Congressman Devin Nunes in California, the 21st District of California. But in the article it says that, and this is a quote from Devin, "If we want to remain the world's superpower, if we want to promote democracy around the world." Now, in the title of the book, he says he wants to restore the republic. Then he wants to promote democracy around the world. You know, he sounds like a typical ignorant American that wants his cake and eat it too. I mean, if America intends to keep its dominant position in the world and spread democracy, then we should listen to this Nunes character. Is this guy a moron? Doesn't he understand that democracy is a form of communism? It's the antithesis of a republican form of government. And these are two totally different things. But apparently not. I mean, apparently he believes that a democracy and a republic are exactly the same. And this is the disinformation that's constantly poured through the mainstream media to keep everybody off balance and to keep everybody divided.
Yeah, and the other aspect of what he said, the superpower issue. I mean, it, you know, since when does the supposed, you know, a country that was founded on fighting? Sorry.
Yes, exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you know, the military is in 75% of all countries around the world. 75%, and we're supposedly a free republic. We're supposedly a country that fought, you know, the British Empire because it wanted to establish itself around the world.
Look what's going on with North Korea and Iran. These two countries don't have a Rothschild-owned central bank where they can issue toxic currency and gain control of all the land in North Korea and Iran. And of course, they're on our enemy list. They're the axis of evil. We got to go and take over those countries and put that central bank in.
Right. Yeah, as long as countries submit to the Anglo-American financial system, the global bondholders, then they're friends. But yeah, if they want freedom, boy, they're the enemy.
Well, and I've made the point over the past few weeks, Damon, that, you know, Sudan, Libya, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, and one other, I think, I can't think of who Venezuela, off the top of my head, six countries in the world that don't have a central bank that's owned by these same group of bondholders that you talk about. And of course, these are the axis of evil. These are the, you know, the enemies of the Republic, you know, the enemies of the United States. And we're going in there. Of course, Iraq used to be part of that group, but now we got a central bank in over there. We just went over there, killed a few million, and put it in.
Yep, and so does Afghanistan now.
Right, Afghanistan, as well as Iraq.
Now, when it comes to North Korea, I'm not sure, you know, there are some of these countries that I think are pawns played by the global bondholders, and they're paid by them to keep their regime in place, to be, you know, the chess piece to play, to scare the, you know, the people, the European and American people. But,
well, you know, North Korea, the peninsula of North Korea is the gateway to Asia. And so strategically, you know, it's always been extremely important. You know, this is why, you know, the Japanese took over and then the Chinese came in and helped, you know, repulse the Americans when we were there in the 50s. And, you know, it's just a very strategic piece of ground. And until they're brought into the financial system, we'll continue to have problems there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I don't advocate coming into the financial system. I'd like to see all the countries and all the states, you know, get rid of their central bank and, you know, go ahead and issue sovereign currency. Why don't you explain sovereign currency to people so they can understand how it's different from the debt-based currency that we currently have?
Yeah, it's I think, the most important issue as far as understanding how to shift the system. Because a currency that requires you to be in debt to capital holders in order to have the currency, in order to have money, that means that over time you're just going to inherit debt. You're just going to lose your equity and assets to the capital holders, and you will have nothing but debt. Even though you have you know, digits in your bank to use, you're still just an indebted servant. Whereas if you have sovereign currency, a currency that comes to you as an asset on the asset side of your balance sheet, or comes to you, you know, it could even come to you as a debt if it's coming from a Commonwealth bank like North Dakota has, where the balance sheet of the bank is owned by the people of the Commonwealth.
As it should be. This is the correct political body. The sovereign states are the sovereign political body of the country. And the state nationals are the correct de jure political body that run the states. But of course, all that's been usurped now by the system. And, of course, now we have, as you noted in your presentations, we have administrative districts, effectively. The states have been eliminated in the federal government.
Right. And they're all virtually bankrupt now. And it's not just an accident, or it's not because the politicians were spending too much money. It's because, I mean, well, sure they were, but that was a symptom of the fact that they only have debt as a way to...
Well, remember, Damon, that the United States did declare bankruptcy back in 1930, and they were accepted into bankruptcy in 1934. And, of course, in 1921, the Federal Reserve Bank took over the Treasury of the United States. And, of course, today, little Timmy Geithner, he's the trustee of the bankruptcy, the Secretary of the Treasury of the United States. Of course, he's also a governor of the International Monetary Fund, which is a foreign government to the United States. And, of course, he pays all federal judges, which makes all federal judges foreign agents.
Yep.
Well, with that said, again, I hear the music coming up in the background here. And that means we have to go back for another word from our sponsor. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're visiting with Mr. Damon Vrabel today. And Damon, what I was saying before the break is that, the United States has been bankrupt since 1934, and of course, what we're experiencing now is that all the states are close to, you know, a secondary insolvency. But the Federal Reserve Bank has basically acquired an ownership interest in everything, you know, by virtue of their debt currency, their toxic currency. And, you know, they own it pretty much everything through the bankruptcy as the receiver of the bankruptcy. And again, the Secretary of the Treasury, if you notice, his seal doesn't say the Secretary of the Treasury of the United States. Because there is no Treasury of the United States. It's been taken by the Federal Reserve. And, of course, all the gold, first they stole the gold, and then they increased the price of it from $20 to $35 after they stole it. So they made a 75% gain immediately upon taking the gold. So, I mean, you know, it's clearly, you know, a huge fraud that's at the basis of our government and our financial system. And, you know, people have to get together and get unified into fixing the real problem.
Yeah, and I'm not as familiar with those historical details as far as the formal bankruptcy, but what I see is just the basic accounting of a central banking system, and over time, it's basically a huge debt for equity swap operation. And the stuff that Wall Street bankers do to take over companies, in mergers and acquisition, they're doing the same thing to countries, and that's what a central bank does. It requires over time, the country to just get debt and hand over its equity and assets to the financiers behind the system.
They take collateral.
Remember, Right.
They take collateral and they offer no consideration.
Right. And we have to remember that the central bank, you know, the Federal Reserve is really, it's not a government operation. It's not the bureaucrats we see on TV as much as it's the private banks behind it. And so, you know, the top Wall Street banks and the top international banks, you know, the biggest British banks, the big French banks, Japanese banks, they are all the Federal Reserve cartel, the Federal Reserve primary dealers. So as we talk about ending the Fed and changing the system, we have to focus where the real power is, and it's on the huge multinational commercial banks, because I think we're being set up for a possible bait and switch here. As we, you know, if we just focus on the Fed, you know, at this point, some of those big banks want the Fed to be ended so they can bring the new international banking system to fruition. So.
It seems to me that the same people, the Council on Foreign Relations, have set up the United Nations, the International Monetary Fund, as well as the Federal Reserve. And basically, it's the Eastern Bankers Club and their lawyers that are making all these laws. And, of course, the more indebted everybody gets, you know, the more power they have, the more pressure they can, you know, bring against these countries to make them pass their laws. And so they're just tightening and tightening and tightening and tightening. And finally now it's getting to the point where it's absolutely incredible what they can do, you know, even though it's clearly unconstitutional, you know. I mean, the Constitution just has no force and effect whatsoever anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's not, the CFR, I think, is basically the Politburo of the U.S. district of this overall global financial system. And the Democrat and Republican parties both are just the frontmen.
It's the sister of the International, the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, and the Council on Foreign Relations are sisters. And of course, they use the Tavistock Institute in England, you know, to brainwash our leaders. You know, that's why Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter, and you know, they were specifically selected. They went over to the Tavistock. And as Hillary Clinton put it, you know, she's very happy that the Council on Foreign Relations has opened a branch office right down the street from the White House in Washington, D.C., so that she can just walk down the street and the Council on Foreign Relations can, one, tell her how to act, two, tell her how to think, and give her her marching orders. And these are her words from a speech.
Right. Yeah, and people say that this is just crazy, nut conspiracy stuff because the CFR is just a bunch of academics. That is not the case. I know some people in CFR. You wouldn't have billionaires in this club if it wasn't a very powerful club. Billionaires don't waste their time hanging out with academics. They could care less. And so what that tells you is the CFR is the power. It is the top frat boy club in the U.S. You know, it attracts the top frat boys, the top billionaires.
Taken the most clever lawyers to figure out how to word these different amendments to the Constitution in order to undermine the Constitution and to make all these treaties to undermine the Constitution and to obscure the Constitution. And now, of course, the South American Free Trade Agreement says that communitarian law is the supreme law of the land. So the Constitution's not even the supreme law of the land anymore. But it doesn't matter. Maritime law has rushed over the land anyhow. And so, you know, the law of the land's not in effect anyhow. Admiralty and maritime law is because, of course, we're under still the Emergency War Powers Act. We live in a communist totalitarian dictatorship, in case you didn't know, Damon.
The
Constitution's been suspended by the Emergency War Powers Act. This makes the president, you know, a dictator. But, of course, they try to make it look like the republic. You know, that's why there's this big fraud out there that, you know, that you can feel something's wrong, you just can't really put your finger on it.
Right. And they, again, some people will think this is crazy talk, but just look at what happened in 2008, 2009. In a constitutional government, you could not have D.C. stealing trillions from the people and handing it over to the richest clique in the world, global monetary institution. That has nothing to do with the Constitution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason. It does do it.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're visiting with our guest today, Mr. Damon Vrabel of the Council on Spiritual, Psychological, and Economic Renewal. And Damon, can you kind of go into a little bit more detail and explain to our viewers again about these bondholders we keep referring to, who in my mind they own and control the entire world through their system of debt slavery. Explain how bonds work to create money.
Okay. Yeah, it's just it's the people at the top of the capital structure. You know, we're living in supposed, quote, capitalism, and so it's governed at the top by the top capital holders, the biggest capital pools in the world, multi-generational wealth that's held by some key European and American families, where they get entities like corporations and governments to agree to go into debt to them in order to have money, in order for them to make loans to the government and the corporations in order to engage in their activity and run their operations. And then that loan, of course, has interest attached to it. And so all money in the system has interest attached to it. There's always more debt in the system, more money owed to the capital holders at the top than there is in the system. And so the system has to keep cranking, kind of has to jump on the hamster wheel in order to create more money, create more value, and be able to take out more loans in order to have the money to pay off the people who issued the first loan.
And this creates a system of artificial scarcity.
Right. It's a perpetual growth, or a perpetual motion machine, and perpetual growth. It requires constant activity, constant growth, either production growth, which we don't have anymore because we've outsourced all our production to China and other areas of the world. And so now it's just credit growth. It's just debt expansion, exponential debt. And there's, so it's no accident that all the, you know, all the public debt and private debt has just escalated to the point where it's pretty much, not sustainable anymore.
You know, in the Bible, it calls for a jubilee every 50 years. And jubilee is where, you know, all the debts are forgiven. And it seems to me that at the point we're at right now, you know, we really need to do this. All this debt needs to be forgiven, and we need to start over. It doesn't really matter if we don't change the system. You know, the bankers will end up owning everything again because they can create money with a stroke of the pen and buy everything back. That's how, right. You know, I tell people all the time that back in 1987, 88, when Ron Paul was running for president for the first time, that 70% of corporate profits were, you know, in places other than Wall Street. It wasn't in the financial sector. So only 10% of corporate profits in the financial sector were in the financial sector. But by 2007, 2008, the financial sector had effectively, you know, done a leveraged buyout or a takeover of all the corporations, and they controlled 70% of all corporate profits in the United States. Wall Street did, the financial institutions. And so you can really see, you know, how out of kilter everything is when you really look at that in only 20 years that they just sucked up everybody's profits.
Yep. Yeah, and even the ones that they don't, you know, the 30% that supposedly aren't, you know, all totally controlled and owned by Wall Street. Well, they really are. Even though they have their own profits, the only reason they have their profits, like the high-tech industry, is because the rest of the world is in debt. Like that's where all money comes from now. So as Wall Street put the American people in debt and ran up a housing bubble, they had the money to fund a second tech bubble. So that's where all these tech billionaires come from. They only have their billions because there's millions of people over their head in debt. It's just a pathetic monetary system that we have, that forces people to go into increasing debt in order to keep running the machine.
Absolutely. And you know, in the constitutional republic that we're supposed to have here in the United States, you know, you have to be paid in asset-based currency, gold and silver coin. And of course, a man is supposed to be able to keep the fruits of his labor. So just imagine that when you went out and did work, that you were paid in gold and or silver, you know, and that there was no taxes, you know, to steal. You know, it adds up to like 90% of all your money now. I mean, this is why we're on the hamster wheel. And, of course, the bigger the numbers get, the faster the machine has to run to keep up.
Right.
And yeah. You know, I love the way you point out in your videos that, you know, the people, you know, are the pistons in the machine.
Right.
So that's why so
they're
many
the ones doing all the work
cranks. You know? I'm sorry.
Well, they're the ones doing all the work, and they're but the hamster wheel has reached a point where it wasn't going to keep spinning in the U.S., and so that's why the corporate system, through GATT and all the other things, that they've shifted the hamster wheel to China and Brazil and other regions, because people in those regions are willing to be good little hamsters because they know. And I don't mean this to be insulting, but I was just talking to a friend from Colombia over Thanksgiving dinner, and she said that yeah, that you know, people down in Colombia and South America will do anything to keep their job and maintain it, because if they screw up just once, they lose it and then they never get a second chance. And there's so many people down there dying for a job that you know that it keeps people being good hamsters running on the wheel. Whereas in the U.S. I think the capital holders think that we've gotten too fat and happy, and we're not willing to spin the wheel for them anymore. And so they said, okay, fine, we're moving offshore. And so now the question is how they're going to manage the mopping up the U.S. now that they've shifted the wheel to other regions of the world.
And I think you're correct. This what's going on now, in my opinion, is that you know these money powers want to really. They're going to take the world into World War III and into a second Great Depression now. and they're going to restrict the flow of money, and they're going to continue to pull money out of the systems to starve the system to create more and more pain. And, of course, the idea of creating this pain is to get their one-world government, their one-world currency through so that they can just dictate. You know, there won't be any elections anymore. Government will just be appointed by the money powers, and we can, you know, forget this farce in Washington, D.C. There won't be any, you know, consent. It'll be top-down communism just like it is in China, and they'll just roll out the U.N. troops, you know. No need for Americans to be killing Americans. We got plenty of Germans and Chinese and Russians that'd be happy to kill Americans.
Right. I mean, you know, I think they might even continue with the elections because they know it's all a fraud. It doesn't matter who wins. They still run everything, and the politicians are just the salesmen. You know, I think they might even continue that part of the fraud because it's a perfect way to keep people enslaved. If you give them the power to vote and make fool them into thinking they're free.
If you understand, you know, the way that they converted our republic into a democracy, what they did was they took our land. And when I say they took our land, they took our gold during the bankruptcy, the people's gold. And see, gold is portable land. And when you held title to land, well, then you were, you know, a sovereign, you were a state national, the states were sovereign. And so you were the, you know, political body that drove everything. But when they took your gold, they took the law. And, of course, they abolished the common law in the United States. And they've replaced it with statutory code now. And so, you know, since about the time of, you know, the Roe versus Wade decision, you know, a fundamental shift has taken, you know, place in American law. And we've gone away from the common law, and now everything is statutory law. So there doesn't have to be an injured party in order for there to be a crime, which according to the common law, you have to have a complaint. You have to have a corpus delicti. There has to be a body of the crime. You know, somebody has to be injured. But of course now, you know, you can go 2 miles over the speed limit and get a ticket, and everything is statutory and everything is defined in terms of the money. And so really, you know, the government's not ruling anymore as you so, you know, point out so well. You know, it's really the monetary power that's ruling in the world.
Right, and they have the ability to take the actual land as well, like not just the gold, but since we have the hierarchical monetary system and everyone's over their head in debt, at least not collectively. I mean, there are people that aren't in debt, but they need to be sure to add their portion of the government debt to their net worth. But, you know, the monetary powers have the ability to collapse the system and collect everybody's land because it all, you know, all the collateral is reported up through the hierarchy of the monetary system. So nobody has clear title, you know, clear and free land title anymore.
And the Supreme Court has said it. I don't recall the court case, but they've said that, you know, all ownership resides in the state. And, of course, this is the implementation of, you know, the Communist Manifesto in American law. And the Communist Manifesto noted that it would take, you know, different versions based on the laws of the different country to implement. But, of course, the main parts of communism in our country are, of course, the central bank, the social security system, and the income tax. You know, and, you know, when you have those, you know, three things put together, you know, the rest of it all just falls in place because you rule through the money.
Right. And it's, you know, some people might think, well, we're not communists. Come on, we have capitalist activity going on. So I try to avoid the use of the ism word because I think they're both just two different forms of totalitarian control and dictatorship. And so we've had a growing form of dictatorship, whereas the, you know, like the Soviet Union was a steady state form of dictatorship. And so now that ours isn't going to be growing anymore and we're going to be declining over time to reach parity with the lesser developed countries of the world, I think they're going to shift us into more of a communist type of system as far as how to manage people in steady state. But, you know, I've had to reconsider whether Jefferson's notion is true, whether, you know, when he said people are and of right ought to be free and independent. I'm not so sure people want that. I mean, the evidence, we have to look at the evidence and say, you know, was he just dreaming of an idealistic vision that people wanted to be free? Because
I think the answer to that is that we need to look back, and it's out there circulating on the internet. There's a high school, you know, exam from 1896. And, you know, the math and, you know, the things that are, you know, a high school student is expected to know in 1896 compared with today is night and day. And so I think you're right. The people in this country have been educated by a communist public fool system. They've been indoctrinated into this communist society where they're to remain infants forever. The Congress is your parent. Daddy knows best. You just obey, obey, obey. Do what you're told and let Daddy take care of everything. Don't think for yourself. Just go work for a big company and everything will work out. We'll take care of your retirement. We'll take care of your Social Security. We'll take and take and take and take and take. And this is exactly what it says in the Bible, that if you, you know, support the government over God, that the government will take your daughter and take your sons and put a gun in their hand and send them to war. And they'll take your money, they'll take your fields, they'll take your crops, they'll take it all. And that's what we're seeing. They're taking and taking and taking.
Yeah, and all the dominant religions talked about this issue. You know, they were all against usury, including Judaism. I mean, you know, Judaism is the one that calls for Jubilee. And all the great philosophers through history, the ones that we admire, they all talked about usury. I mean, all the way up to JFK and people that were... Either they talked about it or they tried to enact policies to stop it. And I've
talked about, you know, the money and the bankruptcy of the United States. These are the two biggest political questions in American history. These are the two most important things that affect every individual in the United States, and yet you never hear it on the mainstream media. No one even acknowledges that the country's been bankrupt for 70 years. No one acknowledges that, you know, the Bretton Woods Agreement, which set us up as the reserve currency of the world. I mean, this is, you know, these are fraudulent. These are criminal acts. I mean, you know, there's no other way to say it. They create unconscionable contracts whereby you're owned without any consideration at all. You know, you're born into slavery, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And of course,
and if people don't,
you know, they justify this because, well, they say, oh, there's a remedy. You know, just go ahead and expatriate and you're free again. But they don't teach it in school. They don't teach any law in school. Why do you think that is?
Oh, you know, you don't want the little people knowing the law. You don't, you know, that makes for less manageable, less controllable people. But I think the remedy to this is if people just start opting out of the system and stop paying the rulers at the top, which is through debt and tax payments. And if that doesn't happen, then I have to question if Jefferson was right. You know, if people really prefer freedom or if they prefer to be taken care of.
Let me ask you this question. Can you imagine what the United States would look like if there were no multinational corporations, if there were no multinational banks, if we didn't have the Federal Reserve, if we actually had the republics? I mean, you'd have the best peaches in Georgia. Every part of the country would have its own flavor. You know, the Southwest would have a flavor. Texas would have a different flavor. The New England states would have a totally different flavor. But what we see is we see the entire country's been mauled. Anywhere you go, there's the same restaurants, the same banks, the same grocery stores, the same retail stores all across the country.
Right.
You don't have any small business anymore. Everything is big, big, big.
Yeah, and that's because, you know, all the money is pumped out by the central banking institutions, you know, the Wall Street banks, and so they pump it through big government and big business. They don't pump it out to Main Street, Iowa, because they're not interested in Main Street, in having diversity in local economies. You know, they want top-down control, which they get through corporations. We've been trained to think corporations are free market. Corporations were invented by royal families. I mean, it's a top-down control system to maintain control over territories and resources.
You know, L.B. Bork, I mentioned him to you in our conversation before the show over at the People's Awareness Coalition, and he mentioned to me that the Frankenstein movie, you know, this non-living person that's walking around terrorizing the living people, he represents corporations, because corporations are persons, but they're not alive. And yet they take on a life of their own, and as we can see now, I mean, they're taking over. They're terrorizing the people, the live people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, this is why I go back to saying we have more than a monetary problem. We have a spiritual and psychological problem as well, because we've been indoctrinated to believe falsehood is truth and truth is false, and, you know, these big Frankenstein institutions are free and sort of loving people.
What I try to show people is the difference between, you know, our communist form of government and what I call a free market. And as I see it, a free market is if you and I exchange something of value that we consider of equal value, be that a gold coin for your book or, you know, whatever the case may be, there's only two parties in a free enterprise transaction, you and I. But the minute that we reach in our pocket and we pull out a Federal Reserve note, free enterprise ends.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we've been visiting with Damon Vrabel. And Damon, I love the visual you give in your video where it shows big business and the Republicans on one side and Democrats on the other side. Can you kind of expand on that for us?
Yeah, that's I think, a key insight into the whole system where, the debt-based financing that we have, bond financing, requires things to grow over time. There's an embedded growth mechanism in the math of debt finance. And so Wall Street and the financial powers want big corporate systems to continue growing over time and big government systems. And they've set it up so that one party represents one or the other of those institutions. So the Republicans represent, you know, the corporate side, the big corporate side. They'll endorse policies that support that side. Of course, both parties support big corporations, but as far as the marketing message, you know, the Republicans will talk the free market game and the corporate, you know, supporting corporation game. So they sell that half of the machine for Wall Street. And then the Democrats sell the welfare programs and big government for Wall Street, because that's those are the two types of institutions that the financial system wants to support. And of course, the Republicans also sell the security side of big government. They sell the warfare side. So whether you get warfare Republicans or welfare Democrats, it doesn't matter as far as changing the overall structure that we're living in, because they both fuel the monetary system, the monetary powers at the top. So really, the elections that we have are a futile exercise in non-choice. It's basically a choice for which version of tyranny do you want. Do you want the side that's going to fuel bigger corporate dominance, or the one that's going to fuel bigger government dominance? Because you can't have one without the other. In order to have big corporations, you need big government, and vice versa.
Both of them expand on that. Why do we need big government in order to have these big multinationals?
Well, the big multinationals couldn't exist without the framework that gets created by the big government. So the big government is the enforcement body for the big corporate institutions. And it's also the bogeyman. So the way the sales process works between the left and the right, as the big government grows, then that gives energy to the big corporate side, because people would rather see, you know, big CEOs in suits on TV because they think that's free market. And vice versa, as the big corporate side grows, that justifies the need for big government, because, you know, your local mayor and your state governor can't fight something like General Electric or the Bank of America. So you need big federal government to take on the big corporate powers. So they both fuel each other. Instead of what we should be voting for, or what we should be hoping for, is a return to smallness, to local community, to local businesses, to the Main Street economy, you know, and those are the types of things that are supported by politicians who will never get into federal, into the important federal offices. There are a couple at the federal level, whether it's on the left or the right. You know, a guy like Dennis Kucinich on the left, he talks about local government and a return to smaller entities. And Ron Paul on the right will talk about Main Street business. But you need a couple of token guys like that, you know, in order for the system to seem legitimate. But those...
to have the dialectic.
Right.
Damon, we're at the end of the hour. We've got to go back for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in just a few minutes.